Hello and welcome to our program. We're here with another lesson on the subject of prayer. Our verse we're using here as a foundation, Matthew 26. He cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? We're talking about how to pray for an hour. Someone has written a hymn, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul, that's my mind, my will, and my emotions, have often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return. Sweet 3.5 minutes of prayer. No, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear, to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. We're going to play this message in song. Another opportunity to just sit down, relax for a minute, sing along with this and make it your prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care. Listen carefully to this message and song. We're looking at how to pray for an hour, and we're looking in these specific areas that are listed here. But today we're going to concentrate a little bit more on the subject of soul searching. Soul searching. We need to ask the Lord to consider our thoughts when it comes to searching, asking the Lord to search our mind, our will, and our emotions. The Bible says in Proverbs 27, For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. 2 Corinthians 10, we read, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I don't know how many thoughts we might have in a day, quite a few, Well, every once in a while, some thought will come into our mind that shouldn't as a Christian. Someone has said, you can't keep a bird from landing in your hair, but you can keep him from building a nest there. And when it comes to evil thoughts or wrong thoughts today, well, sometimes, you know, in this society that we're living in today, well, once again, you can't keep a bird from landing in your hair, but you can keep him from building a nest there. And so the Bible says, bring every thought into obedience to Christ, into captivity. And the only way we're going to do that, if the Holy Spirit has control of our thought life. And so here's an area of soul searching. We pray to the Lord and say, Lord, yesterday were my thoughts according to the Word of God. And then when it comes to soul searching, how about our attitude? An attitude is a settled way of thinking about something or someone. Our attitude could be, don't confuse me with Scripture, my mind's made up. Or my attitude could be, I don't need to pray about this, my mind is already made up. Well, that's a bad attitude. What we need to do is say, Lord, I don't want to be settled in my thinking about things. What about the issues of today? There's a lot of issues today in this age of apostasy, of what is right and what is wrong. One of the major issues today is that of repentance. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Jack Hyle said, no, you don't need to repent. You can't get a big crowd if you talk that way. Who are you going to believe? Do you have a settled way of thinking about something, about the issues? How about this prayer? Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. It's not teach me thy way, O my favorite Bible teacher. No, teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. When we hear someone speaking the Bible stuff, we should be going straight to the Scriptures to check and see if these things be so. The word of the prayer in Psalm 119, over and over again, David said, teach me. Are we teachable? And then a settled way of thinking about something or someone. What do we have our favorites? What are we going to do here? Choose sides or choose truth? What we need to do is say, Lord, teach me concerning the people in the world today who are preaching the Bible, who's right, who's wrong, and don't choose sides, choose truth. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so that needs to be our prayer. Notice the little red arrow there. Teach me. That's our prayer. Here's the word of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. And so what we need to do is take the word of God and open it and then pray, Lord, teach me as I look into the word of God that I might be a workman studying today, not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And so there's the attitude, a settled way of thinking about something or someone. Don't confuse me with Scripture. My mind's made up. That's a bad attitude. What about our actions? Our actions are the process of doing something to achieve an aim. Were my actions yesterday according to the will of God? We need to pray about that. And then motives. What about our motives? There's a hard one. The reason for doing something. Why am I doing these programs today? Why do we get up and sing a solo in church? Why do we do what we do? We need to go to the Lord and ask him, is my attitude right? Are my actions according to your will? Are my motives what they should be? And so next we're going to look at the family, the immediate family and our distant family, and then also the Word of God, praying the Word of God back to him. That's a major portion of prayer. And so be sure and be with us for our next lesson as we study on how to spend an hour in prayer.